Curious explorers, get ready to embark on a remarkable journey with Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler, your passport to captivating tales and intriguing facts about some fascinating destinations, guided by your host, Casey. Don't forget to keep an ear out for those special episodes where we dive into the enchanting realm of cryptids and legends based on these locations. Join us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, and more to satisfy your wanderlust. Now here is the host of Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler.
Welcome, wanderers and adventurers, to another episode of Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler. Today, we're taking a stroll through the ancient streets of Trieste, Italy, where history whispers through every cobblestone and alleyway. It's a really interesting place. Let's say you're wandering through the charming labyrinth of the old city, where time seems to stand still amidst the maze of alleys and byways. Suddenly, you find yourself in the cozy embrace of Barbican Square, a quaint little gem lined with centuries-old multicolored buildings, each sporting a different pastel shade, yellows, oranges, pinks, you name it. And what catches your eye? None other than the magnificent Richard's Arch, or as the locals in Italy called it, Arco di Riccardo. Standing tall and proud, defying the laws of geometry with its funky, non-right angle vibes. Chilling in a lively square jam-packed with cool bars and tasty restaurants, this old-school Roman arch supposedly went up around 33 BC when Emperor Augustus was running the show. No matter which alley you stumbled from, this white stone wonder pops out from around a corner like a surprise guest at a party. It's like, hey there, I'm here to jazz up your day. And boy, does it deliver. At 23 feet tall and 17 feet wide, it's not exactly towering over the crowd, but against the backdrop of spiffy restored facades and pretty squeaky clean streets, I mean, it's Italy, so you know. It's like, hey, I'm here to make a statement. It really does actually make a statement. I mean, when you turn that corner, it kind of catches you off guard because it's not a full arch as one might imagine. So this arch is super cool and slightly out of place, but totally rocks it anyway. Next time you're in Trieste, Italy, near the Slovenian border, don't miss out on checking out Arco di Riccardo. Trust me, it's a vibe you won't want to miss. I actually stayed in an Airbnb place that was actually right around the corner from this partially hidden gem. Italy is known for its fun events. People here certainly know how to live a great, fulfilling life. There are quite often different fun things going on in some place or another. If you could experience an event at Barbican Square, what would you choose? A thrilling street performance with acrobats and musicians? A lively cultural festival showcasing Trieste's traditions? A dazzling light show painting the sky with colors? Or a mouthwatering culinary extravaganza under the stars? What would you choose? I would go for D. I mean, you cannot go wrong with food, and Italian food is, chef's kiss. So amazing. This ancient arch, Arco di Riccardo, is a true testament to the city's rich history. Yep, I said rich. I mean, it's all in the name, right? Legend has it that it was once part of the city's protective walls, though those have long since crumbled away into the sands of time. Now, the origin of this arch is a bit of a mystery, shrouded in antiquity. Some say it dates back to the 1st century BC, while others speculate it might have had some snazzy decorations added around the 1st century AD. But hey, who doesn't love a mystery to spice up their travels? Now, here's where things get a little more interesting. The arch supposedly got its name from none other than Richard I. That's right, Richard the Lionheart himself, who allegedly found himself a temporary resident, or captive, of Trieste while gallivanting back from the Holy Land. Talk about unexpected layovers, right? But hey, there are other theories too. Some folks think it's got something to do with the main north-south road of Roman settlements, while others actually think it's linked to a neighboring courthouse, which is named Riccardio. Historical mysteries are quite fun. You just never know what it could be. Honestly, it's pretty interesting. All right, you might hear some morning doves, but that's okay. They just add a little bit to it. It's all fun, right? Okay, so would you rather jump into the past with a bunch of history buffs acting out Richard the Lionheart's wild visit to Trieste, or get down and dirty in an archaeological dig to dig up the dirt on Arco di Ricardo's origins and figure it out once and for all? I would like to dig up history, but also I like acting and stuff, so I think that would be kind of fun. Through the ages, this arch has stood witness to the ebb and flow of history, sometimes even being incorporated into the very buildings that surround it. And get this, while one side got a bit of a makeover back in 1913 with a fancy excavation, the other side is still cozied up snugly within a modern building. Talk about blending the old with the new. So that's what I meant when I said you could see part of the arch, but not all of it, actually, from the outside at least. I'm sure if you went inside, you could probably see the other part. It's just really interesting the way that it is. You'll see in that cover photo. So, so amazing and pretty bizarre. It's not every day that you see a partial arch, right? Remember to check out that description box for the Random Mini Traveler Facebook group, the awesome free travel tips, and my Mythical Creatures coloring book, and more. Thank you so much to my amazing musical artists. So that is Giulio Fazio and Theo Girard. You guys are amazing, and thank you so much. Next time you find yourself wandering through the enchanting streets of Trieste, be sure to pay a visit to our dear old friend, Richard's Arch. Who knows what tales it might whisper to you as you soak in its timeless splendor. Until next time, fellow travelers, continue exploring, embarking on adventures, and keeping those indie vibes alive.